to the Victim Survivor Thriver podcast. I'm your host, Dana Wolfgang. This podcast is for you if you appreciate real, honest, raw conversations about the light and heavy of life and love in this crazy, tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful, beautiful life. Yes, those are lyrics from one of my favorite songs. I have musical brain and relate most everything to song lyrics. If those words don't perfectly sum up life, I don't know what does. Life is a journey full of lessons and blessings. When we learn to embrace the uncertainty and challenges as blessings too, the game of life changes. There is magic to be found in the messy. My hope is to offer hope, insight, resources, inspiration, and love to our Victim Survivor Thriver tribe. Together, we can laugh, cry, grow, be inspired, inspire, and learn to seek the magic in the messy so we can all thrive. Everyone, it has been way too long. I just wanted to hop on and touch base with all of the amazing people that are a part of our Victim Survivor Thriver tribe. So many people have reached out because I haven't dropped a new episode recently. And I, one, want to apologize to those of you that do look forward to our releases each week. I had posted online, we had some technical difficulties, and by we, I mean me. Back in February, the last episode was supposed to release on February 22nd. I know that because it was my sister's birthday. And I'm really excited about that episode. It's an interview with Holly Sowers, which was a follow-up to her interview in season one, talking about losing her beautiful twin girls, Aurora and Phoenix. And her sharing about her journey in this season of her life and the bringing in her beautiful son, Orion. And so I will be releasing that in the coming weeks. I just wanted to let everyone know I'm still alive. It's still thriving and doing all the things. There have been so many moving parts from the technical difficulties that I think I now hopefully have ironed out. It was one of those things where they came up with my platform and I spent hours and couldn't resolve them. And I only have so many hours to spend on this amazing passion project of mine. So that said, I let a week go by and then another, and then I just decided to give myself grace because I found myself in a really busy, busy season with work and other moving parts that are unfolding in our life, things I am excited about and look forward to sharing more about. Life is just an ever-evolving journey. I look forward to talking more about, you know, what has been keeping me so busy, and I'm so excited. There's so many possibilities and opportunities unfolding, lots of changes for, you know, for the better or not necessarily better, just new and exciting, and I'm so grateful for all of it. It's too soon for me to share what all that looks like just yet, but I just wanted to, again, connect with all of you, our Thriver tribe, and say thank you for being a part of it, and I look forward to coming back better and stronger and sharing all of it with you, and I will release the episode with Holly in the coming weeks, and then I might just update you on when I'll be releasing more episodes, but I think I'm going to just continue to give myself a little grace with the moving parts that have been happening, posting on social media, things around my heart in the meantime. And then looking forward to coming back full throttle, really excited with all the things that are coming. So thank you all for giving me the grace to hopefully still be a part of the Thriver tribe when I'm ready to come back full throttle. In the meantime, I did want to share a few things around my heart with you that I've just been noticing. And I have talked to you all about the power of just miracles and noticing them, and they are happening around us all the time. I think we're often just too nose down or nose up, whatever you want to call it, to notice some of the things that are unfolding around us all the time. And I have really been paying attention to the miracles that have been unfolding in my life lately, and it's led to more miracles. And I've also, you know, watched people I care about go through some really hard things that certainly feel like anything but a miracle in their life right now. But it is, they're finding strength. And I think that's the miracle in those really hard seasons, is finding the strength to walk through those hard moments, days, weeks, months, and maybe even years sometimes. And so I have really, really been just paying attention to the miracles. And just talk about nature, actually. Every day as I walk down to the funny farm, I just take in my surroundings, and it's never lost on me how close I feel to God when I'm in what I call my church, which is this, you know, beautiful outdoors and close to nature. And there are two elk that have been hanging out on our property for about a month now. And I just wanted to share that with all of you, or what I've kind of been observing around that. And there's so much messy and beauty and pain, but inspiration in observing these two elk, because one of them is severely injured, has a pretty severely broken leg to where I don't know that the leg will ever heal correctly. And it's been heartbreaking to watch it try to navigate things. But it's also been so inspiring, because they are usually with this huge herd of hundreds of elk, and I've watched one elk stay behind and stand by this injured elk day in and day out. Every morning they crest the hill, and every morning they walk across our property down to the bottom. They soak up some sun or take shelter depending on the weather, and then they walk back up to that hillside and disappear again every evening. And it's just, I don't know, it makes my heart smile to watch them walk through that adversity and be so resilient. And I find so much inspiration in the harshness of the environments that they survive day in and day out, and also the beauty of the environment that they survive day in and day out. But not only do they have to work about the climate and all of the things, food, but they have to worry about predators. And I actually fully expected that this injured elk, you know, would disappear over time due to a predator. But she's still standing strong, and she's got her partner by her side. And I would love to know the communication that goes on between them every day. But as I observe them every day, walking through literally the heart of just trying to walk, to eat, to do the things, and they do it day in and day out. And, you know, the partner is making a sacrifice, standing by the side of this other injured elk. And I just find so much beauty in that. And again, so much inspiration. And I'm reminded the power of walking through the hard in our life. And again, as I stated before, some of my friends that have been going through some hard, really hard seasons, you know, knowing that the miracle in those hard seasons, if we choose it, is to find our strength and find our resilience and find meaning and value in even those hard moments. And watching these two elk navigate everything day in and day out just reminds me of all of that, and the beauty in the hard, the beauty in partnership, and just genuine love, and having a tribe and people that will have your back no matter what you're walking through, and no matter what that means for them, because it's certainly a sacrifice for this other elk to stay behind by this elk's side day in and day out, because it doesn't have the protection of the herd. Anyway, it's certainly a miracle that I feel very blessed to get to see every day. And I don't know what the outcome will be, but I think the outcome is going to be whatever that is supposed to be. And will this elk miraculously heal and live a fulfilling elk life? Maybe. Or maybe it will not. And maybe it will, you know, serve another purpose. And I don't know what that is, other than that it's living life, and it's living life the best way it knows how, and with resilience day in and day out. And I think that we humans could learn so much from the strength of nature, and particularly this elk pair that keeps showing up. And anyway, so I just wanted to share that, because I continue day in and day out to just be touched by it. And I miss sharing those little things with all of you each week. Again, I am beyond excited to share all the things that are unfolding and talk about turning dreams into reality. The things that are unfolding are certainly on the path to me stepping into another chapter and hopefully growing my vision in a really powerful way. And I'm really, really excited about it. And again, look forward to sharing all about it when I can fully, share every aspect of it. But I'll, anyway, I will when the time is right. That said, I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I hope that you are celebrating the miracles in your life and giving yourself grace when you need to give yourself grace, and then picking back up when you fall down. And that's a lot of what I feel like I've been doing lately, is giving myself grace, running with things I'm excited about, falling down, and picking myself back up and finding some moments to pour into myself. And I hope you are doing the same. So I will keep you posted via social media when we'll be doing the podcast again regularly. In the meantime, I know this is frowned upon, but I'll pop in when and where I can until I can go all out, full throttle with all my heart again. And I just wanted to end this with a quote that I wanted to share with all of you. And that is, if not now, when? Take the risk. Follow your heart. I know everyone listening, if you're honest with yourself, there's something deep down that's been on your heart for a while. And there might be a lot of reasons why now's not the time, and you what if, and you do the things that talk yourself out of maybe just taking that baby step. And so I challenge each and every one of you, if not now, when? Figure out when your when is. Make a plan, get into action, but don't let your dreams become an if only. Turn them into reality. And again, the distraction that I have right now is partly me stepping into turning some dreams into reality, and I can't wait to share all about it. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, and I look forward to connecting again real soon. Cheers.